Good morning and welcome back to another episode of Who Am I? I'm your host and co-founder of Manmade, Michael Mann, and I really look forward to delivering today's podcast. A big congratulations and thank you to everyone who took part in last episode, and I'm going to be doing the draw now. The actual person, if you guessed it right, was Malala Yousafzai. She was a Nobel Prize winner, and we managed to capture certain parts of her story. The first part of her story was actually some of her thoughts about where she grew up, which was actually in a town in Pakistan known as the Swat region. It's a really nice area from what I can tell, and we took sounds directly from the town. We also then went on to talk about the day of the shooting. Malala was obviously a very politically infused young lady, which caught the attention of many Taliban, and therefore on the day of her exam, when she was on the school bus, an armed terrorist came on board and shot her in the head, where she was then transported to Birmingham Hospital in the UK. And then made a recovery and became on to be a further political activist from that point onwards. And now she's this incredible young lady who won the Nobel Prize Award as well. So, big congratulations to her and a big congratulations to everyone who guessed it right. We had some crazy inspiration and some crazy ideas. Everyone from Andy Murray to Jill and John, the journalists, which is really, really interesting. But the majority of you did get it right. And right now I'm going to pull the name out of the hat. And we're going to tell you who the winner is. And the winner is... Stephen Riley! Congratulations, Steve. Big congratulations to you, mate. Thank you so much once again for taking part. And we're going to be doing more giveaways along the show. But first of all, we now have our second episode. And this one is going to be great. You know, we thought the first one was a little bit easy, but also somewhat challenging for a lot of you at the same time. And this time we want to try and do the same thing. You know, keep you guessing, keep you working, and ultimately keep on playing. And here we go. I spend much of my time listening to the sound of striving. And I myself am always setting my sights on my next goal. I love my piano lessons with my great aunt. I'm always practicing and practicing on my great aunt's worn out piano. I know each and every scratch on the wood and each and every chip on the tint-coloured keys. I didn't realise it then, but I rely on those imperfections. It's actually the day of my first piano recital. I'm feeling nervous and on edge as I want to do my best. As I walk in, I see this beautiful baby grand piano. It looks so fresh and different to what I'm used to. I sit down and tuck my chair in. I look up and down the piano, searching for the middle C. Where's the chip on the key? I freeze up. I feel people's eyes on me. I can't find my starting note. All of the keys are pristine with absolutely no chips of discoloration. I realise that in this moment, while my great aunt comes to the rescue, that in the world of have and have nots, my family falls in the latter. My life aspirations are to have a house with stairs in it. Two floors for one family. My life's so busy at the moment. I've already had losses to deal with in life so far, but I've been striving my whole life. In high school, I felt like I was representing my neighbourhood. At college, I felt like I was representing my race. But I feel like everything I try to achieve means that I must sacrifice something else. I'm also doing well in my career, working at a law firm. I'm currently waiting to meet our new first-year law student. We don't normally hire first-year law students as summer associates. And here I am waiting for my new associate who I'm going to mentor. I say waiting because he's late. Not a great first impression to make. Is he trifling? The black man's going to be late on the first day. Come in. He walks in like he's got all the time in the world. He just has that stride. Dude, you're cute. No. Off limits, not even interested. I'm not gonna date one of the few black summer associates. But in that moment when he entered the room, I forgot that I'd even been waiting at all. I said yes, I said I support you. But deep down I have thoughts that I wouldn't dare to speak out loud. I've seen enough divisions to temper my own hopes, but my husband is so passionate. There are just so many barriers for people like us, but he is striving. So deep down, although I said yes, I will support you in this improbable journey, I felt like we just needed to get this out of the way. Then tonight, I'll be that supportive wife, going, "Oh, honey, you tried. Now let's go back to our lives as normal." Now here I am, wishing this day would be over and done with. There is so much improbability. We rely on the decision of others. My husband steps up and makes his speech before I even realise. They're cheering him. I can't believe it. I'm filled with so much pride and hope and love. This really is a place where all things are possible. I'm on the road. This is crazy. There were times when I thought I'd be in my husband's shadow, but here I am on tour. I'm so humbled by the response and the overwhelming interest. Here I am, carving my own dreams, telling the world my story. I've been so fortunate, met so many wonderful people, and seen so many beautiful places. People even look to me as a leader. They're trying to mold me into a role I never wanted to pursue. Especially at a time like this. But that's not me. I'm a daughter, a sister, a wife, and a mother. This is what I put my heart into. Who am I? Hey guys, really hope you enjoyed that episode. Did you manage to guess who it was? If you did, please just leave a comment below. And if you would be so kind to share it with your colleagues, your friends, your family, anyone who would be interested in listening to this podcast, then that would be great. And of course, we would love their interaction as well. We've had so much amazing feedback from everyone so far, and we want to continue to provide these immersive cinematic experiences for you guys, as well as providing you with a bit of a game to help you to activate your brain throughout the week. If you have any amazing ideas, or if you have any feedback for us, or any stories that you want told, send us a message on Facebook, Instagram, or even LinkedIn, and give us a like. That would be really amazing. Thank you so much for your time, guys, and look forward to speaking to you next week, where we'll deliver the answer for this week's episode, as well as our next story. Thank you so much, and have a great rest of the week. Thank you.